pianist Wally Rose made a monumental contribution to the rediscovery of ragtime music. But in this third and final hour of Wally Rose and the Rebirth of Ragtime, I want to also highlight his roles as a highly diverse, popular entertainer and player in the traditional jazz revival, and describe a bit more of his personal background. Of course, I'll be sharing with you more of Rose's superb ragtime and jazz piano from broadcasts, 78s, and rare discs. Hi, I'm Dave Radlauer. Welcome to Jazz Rhythm, a weekly exploration of the lore, culture, and personalities of early jazz. Now, this Triangle Jazz Blues was a favorite of Wally Rose, almost his theme song. He recorded and performed it often. This is from 1983. But there's another and even better version of Triangle Jazz Blues, a performance with Turk Murphy's Jazz Band, live in 1953. Wally Rose with a favorite rag of his, the Triangle Jazz Blues, published by Irwin LeClaire in 1917. This is Wally Rose and the Rebirth of Ragtime on Jazz Rhythm, jumping swing, classic blues, hot jazz, and, just occasionally, a little ragtime, old and new. I'm Dave Radlauer. Thanks for joining me. Ragtime music is different from jazz, although it did set the stage for jazz in the first two decades of the 20th century. It's a syncopated music but was not improvised like jazz. By and large, it was played from the published sheet music, occasionally on player pianos and sometimes by small bands and orchestras. In the 20s, fascination with jazz, blues, and Tin Pan Alley crowded ragtime out of popular attention. But today, worldwide interest flourishes in festivals, recordings, research and preservation of sheet music, piano rolls, and memorabilia, and much of it can be traced back to Wally Rose in the early 1940s. His excellent recordings pioneered the rediscovery and rebirth of ragtime. Of course, the best-known composer of rags by far is Scott Joplin, and the ragtime era itself is neatly defined by the approximate dates of 1898, when Joplin's first rag was published, and the year of Joplin's death, 1919. Here's Rose in the early 90s with the rhythm section playing Joplin's 1907 Gladiolus Rag. Scott Joplin's Gladiolus Rag. Wally Rose was born in 1913 in Oakland, California, and showed an early and determined interest in piano. Before out of high school, Rose had already played professionally on a cruise ship and earned a music scholarship. He later played with dance bands in San Francisco, performed in bars, hotels, and night spots, concertized with the San Francisco Symphony, and helped launch a revival of traditional jazz in the bands of Lou Waters, Turk Murphy, and Bob Scobie, and during this hour, we'll hear him with each of those bands. How Rose became interested in playing rags is a little unclear. There seems to have been a player piano in the home where he grew up, and he's mentioned finding ragtime piano rolls in the attic of a friend. In any case, he loved a wide range of music and, luckily for us, was enthused by ragtime. From the 1930s on, Rose appeared in dozens of solo gigs around the San Francisco Bay Area, and in the 70s and 80s, this included sitting in for the touring Peter Minton at the Sophisticated L'Etoile, a swank spot on San Francisco's Knob Hill. Around that time, pianist and radio personality Peter Minton invited Rose onto his public radio program, Music in the Air.
Let's listen to a rag by Will Morrissey. Do you know anything about Will Morrissey?
Not a thing.
Not a damn thing. Well, this is from 1911, and it's called The Hobble Rag.
Well, I mean, at that time, that was a style of women's skirts. You know, it was very narrow at the bottom, and they were forced to walk, you know, in little mincing hobbled steps. And that was, and so they wrote this piece about that fashion.
Well, let's imagine that as we listen.
There was another rag written about fashion called The Sheath. That was about the sheath dress, yeah.
Not like the sheath of Araby.
No, oh, you've got to go.
The Hobble Rag, played by Wally Rose. Well, we don't have very much time on the program today, but we do have enough time to play a piece by Carrie Mills from 1909 on your Blackbird LP, Whip in the Keys. Let's hear Ragtime Dance. Thank you. by Kerry Mills. That was Ragtime Dance, played by our very special guest today, Wally Rose, who is in the studio right now. I wish we had more time to play.
Well, it's been delightful to be here, Peter. Thank you for asking me.
Well, you never know what it can be like getting a couple of musicians together yakking. It's lucky we didn't start telling some of the jokes we hear.
Oh, God, yeah.
But there's always the one about the two musicians walking down West 57th Street. One of them sees a woman get her purse snatched. She screams. One musician says to the other, "What was that?" He says, "B-flat."
Oh.
Wally Rose, guest on Peter Minton's radio series Music in the Air, with selections from his then-new but now out-of-print album, Whippin' the Keys. And you could hear Minton's dry wit slipping out there. Still ahead this hour, Wally Rose from half a dozen rare 78s, some of the earliest published rags, and recollections of former Rose protege Peter Klute. On jazz rhythm, jumping swing, classic blues, and hot jazz, old and new. I'm Dave Radlauer. Thanks for joining me. Wally's researches into ragtime music fit together well with the plans of Lou Waters and gang as they were forming their Yerba Buena jazz band. They searched the earliest roots of jazz for music and tunes to revisit, retrieve, and revive. They dug up lost popular dance music, unearthed forgotten barroom ballads, and found obscure early jazz, blues, and rags to revitalize. So that we can hear a bit more of Wally in his own words describe his involvement in this fertile musical period, I've excerpted a bit more of his discussion with Peter Minton. And as he does so, we'll hear Rose with the Yerba Buena Jazz Band from a 1947 This Is Jazz broadcast hosted by Rudy Blesch.
Now, jazz rhythm, of course, is based on ragtime rhythm. And like the bands, any good jazz pianist incorporates ragtime rhythms into his playing. The Yerba Buena pianist, Wally Rose, has gone further and features solo presentations of fine old ragtime tunes. So here's Wally with the rest of the rhythm section in a fine old Scott Joplin number, Pineapple Rag. Take it away, Wally.
Wally, do you have any observations about the recent revival of ragtime?
The revival stemmed from the Waters band when I played with his band because he did several numbers for the band. He decided that, you know, they didn't really sound correct that way, and so they shifted into piano solos. And when we did our first records in 1941, he insisted one of the numbers be a rag, a piano solo rag, and that was Black and White Rag, and it was the big hit of the thing. They sold more Black and White than any other. In fact, it paid off all the money they'd invested in it.
Of all those Lou Waters records, I understand you hold the distinction of having been the only musician on every one.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that was just happened that way. I'm on every one. And that was Lou's doings because I was out of the band for a whole year and he didn't record in that time. I don't know why he did it. Maybe he felt I was part of the characteristic sound of the band, you know?
Well, you and Turk Murphy and several others in the band joined the Navy, didn't you?
Yeah. I joined at a different time. I wasn't with them. But when I was being sent overseas, Lou was in Hawaii, and they were trying to snag me for his band there, but they weren't very successful because I ended up in the Admiralty Islands. I had left Oakland Airport on a plane to Hawaii, and I think I was up there about an hour and a half, and the pilot came back and said that there's a rumor that the Japanese had surrendered. So when I got to Hawaii, everyone had hangovers. At those days, it took 9 hours to fly there. Back at the Dawn Club, March 1st of 1946.
You remember the date?
Yeah, right. That was easy to remember. While the Dawn Club was in existence, they got into all kinds of trouble with the government and taxes before the Waters Band came back there during the war. So they padlocked it, and so we had to move somewhere else. And then we moved over to Sally Rand's old place in El Cerrito, and that was called Hambone and Kelly's.
Oh, that's right.
Big success there. Let's see, that was 47, 48, 49. That went for about 3 or 4 years, and then things changed. People were leaving, and trends were changing.
And Turk Murphy started a band.
He started a band, and Bob Scobie started a band of his own. And so that was the end of that.
Then you were with the first Turk Murphy Jazz Band.
No, he made some records before that. No, I was still with Waters. When Waters Band finished, I went and played with Bob Scobie some of his early records. I played with him for, maybe a year and a half or two.
There'd be a lot of married men would have to take the bed and walk. Steps in one or two, never drink that booze. And the blind man on the corner who sings those field sweet blues. How do you see Pretty Brown in the beautiful gown? See Taylor May and hand me down. Beat honest men, pick back a skill. That's what business never closes till somebody gets killed.
Turk Murphy, the vocalist on that Beale Street Blues, from a This Is Jazz broadcast from San Francisco, hosted by Rudy Blesch, who had a national jazz radio series in those years. And from that broadcast, you can hear just what a powerhouse Yerba Buena Jazz Band was. And we heard Wally Rose reminiscing with Peter Minton about those years. I'm Dave Redlauer. Thanks for joining me in this consideration of Wally Rose and the rebirth of ragtime on jazz rhythm. And by the way, your comments, questions, or requests for program playlists are always welcome. You think I should play more ragtime? Tell me what you think. I can be contacted through the Jazz Rhythm website at jazzhot.bigstep.com, or you can email me directly. My email is dradjazz, that's DRADJAZZ at AOL.com. Among the many delightful trad jazz and Dixieland recordings Rose made in the late 40s and early 50s are his sessions with trumpeter Bob Scobie's jazz band, such as this Ace in the Hole, Jack Buck trombone, George Probert, later of Firehouse Five fame, on clarinet, and Clancy Hayes, vocal and banjo.
Now this town is full of guys who think they're mighty wise just because they know a thing or two. You can see them every day strolling up and down Broadway, telling of the wonders they can do. You see wise guys and boosters, they'll be card sharps and crapshooters. They congregate round the metropole, wearing flashy ties and collars. But where they get their dollars, they've all got an ace down in the hole. Some of them write to the old folks for dough, and that's their ace in the hole. While others have gas on an old tenderloin, and that's their ace in the hole. They'll tell you about trips they're going to make from Frisco up to the North Pole, but they'd end up on that line in their clothes, not a dime, if they lost that old ace in the hole. Tell you of money they've made and they've spent, but they never can flash a bankroll. And their names would be mud, just like a chump dealing stud, if they lost that old ace in the hole.
A terrific 78 RPM disc from, that must be around 1950, Rose playing one of the earliest published ragtime compositions, Harlem Rag, with Monty Mountjoy drums. Mountjoy, the only drummer I know of, who recorded with Lou Waters, Bob Wills, and the world's best-known ragtime pianist, Wally Rose. Promotional support for Jazz Rhythm is provided by the Mississippi Rag, a monthly publication offering traditional jazz and ragtime interviews, history, photos, reviews, and current events. Details online at www.mississippirag.com. Just a moment ago, we heard one of the oldest rags. Here's another very early one from the dawn of the ragtime era, published in 1897 by composer and bandleader W.H. Krell, the Mississippi Rag. Wally Rose piano with the Turk Murphy Jazz Band.